right. I'm glad you are here tonight. Mostly because it'd be really awkward if you weren't. Andrew, thank you for laughing. All right, tonight I just want to take a couple moments. We've got Father's Day coming up in just a few days. And tonight I just want to be an encouragement real quickly for the dads that are here. But if you're not a dad, there is still a lot of application here for you as we look at this. So the overarching thought that I want you to grab hold of tonight is that God equips, that God strengthens faithful dads for daily journeys. We often will think of the equipping and the strengthening that God does for us overarching, but we often fail to remember that it's in the daily journeys that God also equips us and strengthens us. And as consistent believers, as our dads who often, in many cases, as I look around the room, there's a few of you here, have come directly from work and perhaps it's been a hard day. And our dads carry heavy burdens. They carry a lot of burdens. But God's grace is specifically designed to meet us as dads, even in the middle of the week, when we are tired and when things just look like they keep on going. When we anchor our lives in Him, in Christ, He transforms those daily pressures and those daily needs of providing and of protecting and of leading, He turns them into a journey that takes us down a track where He provides us with His supernatural power, a power that we need, a power that as faithful fathers and mentors, He's called us to use to bring glory to Him. So go ahead and turn with me to 1 Corinthians tonight, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. You'll have heard this verse many times before, and in fact, next year I'm planning on spending a fair bit more time sort of soaking in this verse. We're looking at starting a men's ministry within the context of our church here that spreads across the breadth of our men, right? So we've got men that are growing to be men, and we've got men in the middle there, and then we've got some older men, but we are men, and God desires for us to be men of God, not just men. The world looks at the picture of what a man is, and the world has begun to reshape that and to distort that. But God defines for us what a man should look like. And so next year, we're going to spend a fair bit of time just trying to focus on us as men growing to be men of God. And this verse particularly stands out to me as we think about that. But tonight, I want to just perhaps slim it down a little bit and look at a couple of things here that we as fathers, as dads, as men, as believers can grab hold of. Have a look there at 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Simple verse. It says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong." Here's a charge from Paul as he's writing to a church that's been drifting away, that's been indoctrinated, or use whatever you want word there, by the world and the shape of what these men, these believers, looks like isn't what it should look like. And this is Paul's charge to them right at the end of this letter that he's written to us. And tonight I just want to look at this for a minute. Look at we're going to skip over the watchy. I want to save that for next year. I want you to look at the second one there. It says, "Stand fast in the faith." Men, stand fast in the faith. Paul anchors that command, that stand fast, in spiritual consistency. The standing fast isn't to occur in isolation. As dads, there are things that we stand on, that we hold true, that we go, this is the way that we're going to do it, this is the way that I'm going to do it. But as believers,
As men of God, our standing fast should be defined by where we stand, and in this case we see it's in the faith. Faith is the place where your testimony is built. Do you understand that? Faith, enduring, that's the place where your testimony is built. The word stand here, it means to persevere. Right? We see people standing around, right? You look at council workers, no offense, Dave, right? You look at council workers and there's often that joke that they stand around, right? That's not the picture here. It's not just a casual standing. It's a persevering. It's a maintaining of one's stance. Paul says, stand fast, maintain that, persevere, in that place that you are within the faith. For dads who show up faithfully week after week, standing fast in the faith is exactly how you protect your children, by you standing fast in the faith. It's how you establish, it's how you build a Christ-centered legacy. By you standing fast in the faith. Not just standing fast, but standing fast in the faith. Proverbs 20, verse 7. It says, a just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. A just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. I've had the opportunity over the past several months to do some caretaking work on a property up near Kilcoy. And I love going up there. I love spending time. I'm not a farmer by any stretch of the imagination. I am most certainly not a cowboy, even though I wear RMs, right? But I love going up there on the property. I love working on the property. I love fixing fences. I love being out there. I love pretending like the cows know what I'm doing. I love being up there. But one of the things I've noticed over the several months that I've been going up there is that all over this property are these worn tracks. These tracks that are clearly defined, and these tracks that go to all different places on the property. Some of them go to the water trough. Some of them go to the feed bin. Some of them go to shade. Some of them go to places where it's safe. But these tracks are worn, and they're not worn by the farmer. They're worn by the cows. At some point, I don't know how long ago it was, you know, Andrew was saying today it was millions of years ago, but we don't believe in that stuff, right? But, you know, at some point, the first cow went, I want to get to the water trough, and I'm going to find the best route to get there. And then the other cows followed. And as you look at these tracks, they're not always the most direct route. They're not always the easiest route. But they're always the safest route for the cows. Now, it's a farm. It's a cattle property. And what happens on cattle properties with cows? Well, let's just say they don't stay there very long, okay? They rotate through. You get new cows, right? Either they're calves or they're new fat cows. And guess what? They come onto that property, and the new cows don't start new tracks. They walk on the track that's established. Dads, you're tired from a work week. Remember that your consistency matters. You're wearing a path, not just for your children, but for their children. Walk with integrity, and that doesn't mean that you're perfect. It means you're faithful, and you keep showing up, and you keep coming back, and you keep walking. Even when it's midweek on a Wednesday, and the Broncos are going to lose later on this week, but you keep coming back. Your everyday decision to follow Christ makes a difference in your family. The things that you are consistent at demonstrate what you value. The things that you are consistent at demonstrate what you value. Some of us go to the gym, right? Danny loves running, right? Danny's consistent at training because he loves running. We see what Danny values by his training, by the shoes that he wears, by the clothes that he chooses to wear, right? We see that because of what he's consistent in. For those of you who love work, right? Shada wears these funny shirts all the time, you know, and there's probably other places for those shirts. But Shada loves his work, and he's consistent in that, and he pours energy into that, and he does that, and he's consistent because he wants to see his business grow and be strengthened. He's consistent at that. We're consistent in relationships, right? If I treat my wife inconsistently, and I treat her like this one day and like this another day, she begins to wonder, does he value me? Dads, our consistency in how we walk the track, in what we do, makes a difference. Our consistency in reading God's word makes a difference. Every morning I get up and I sit in the same seat, and I do my devotions at almost the same time. Sometimes I sleep in a little bit, right? But I consistently do that. Why? Why do I do it out in the living room in that chair? Because I want my kids to see that I value this. Stand fast in the faith. Be consistent. Second one I want you to see tonight, a father's care reflects his Heavenly Father's care. It reflects his Heavenly Father's heart. The second part there, we see the stand fast in the faith. The second part we see there is quit you like men. Now, when I read this as a young person, I read that and I was like, oh, quit you like men. Quit being like a man. Okay, what am I meant to be like? How does this work? Quit you like men. It's not saying quit like that. It is acquit. Right, in the Old English that the New Testament, the King James was written in, they used words a little bit different and literally means play the man. Right? It means play that part. Be courageous in how you live. Acquit yourself like a man. This is a direct call to step into a mature, compassionate, protective role of fatherhood, mirroring the heart of your Father, your Heavenly Father. In Psalm 103, verse 13, it says, like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. We kind of have a different concept of what pitieth is. I think Andrew and I were talking about this earlier on. We have this picture of pitieth as feeling sorry for, or they're somehow lesser. You know, we don't want to get close to them. That's not what he's talking about here. This is a deep, a tender, a protective compassion for. Like as a father has a deep passion for his children, a care for his children, so the Lord has a deep passion and a care for them that fear him. I'll be honest, I struggle in this space. I am not a very compassionate person, right? I don't empathize well. When Connor comes into me and he's chopped off half of his leg, I am more quick to say, harden up. Well, you did something stupid, that's why that happened, right? I'm not a very compassionate person. The Lord is working on me through my wife to go, hey, maybe that's not the way we need to treat this. But that's how we're meant to be as believers. We're meant to be compassionate towards our children as God is compassionate towards us. True biblical manhood or fathering, being a dad, isn't about physical dominance. It's about the bravery to take responsibility. It takes courage to apologize to your kids when you're wrong. And that's a hard space to be. I struggle with that. You can ask my kids. I struggle with that. It takes courage to apologize when you're wrong. It takes bravery to lead your family when you're tired, when it's easier to choose another option, when it's easier to just go, tonight I'm just going to stay home because I had a rough week, because things have been hard. Tonight I'm just going to put my feet up. It takes bravery to say, no, we're going to go and we're going to worship and we're going to choose to glorify God with our lives. Paul's charge is a reminder that God has already placed within us the capacity to live a life that's glorifying to God. Dad, you've not been given a spirit of fear. You've been given a spirit of boldness, a spirit of humility, a spirit of being able to come alongside your kids and to lead them in a godly manner. When the week gets heavy, don't shrink back. Step up. Show yourself brave and lead. As earthly fathers, we should feel deep love and protective care for our children, even when we're tired and struggling. Right? I think if we're honest with ourselves, our care levels go down the tireder we are, right? Our ability to come alongside our kids, or our desire to come alongside our kids, sort of decreases as our tiredness levels increase. You don't have to carry the weight of leadership alone, though. Your Heavenly Father understands your frame. And He cares deeply about you, and He's backing you up. Paul's command, stand fast in the faith. Acquit yourself like a man. It's not about being macho. It's about being a man of God. It's about looking at the characteristics of God and applying them to my life as a dad, and then applying that to how I parent, how I father. Stand fast in the faith, acquit you like men. Look at the last one here. God takes the pressure off our need to provide. Have a look at the 1 Corinthians 16:13, the very last thing he says there. He says, be strong. Be strong. The Greek tense here for be strong actually means show yourself brave. It means demonstrate strength. The reality is, sometimes I just don't have it in me. We don't have it in us. Why can we show ourselves brave? Why can we show ourselves strong? Why can we do this? Because you've been strengthened. The underlying work has already been done. Isaiah 40, verse 29, He giveth power to the faint. That word faint means exhausted. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Hey, Dad, when you're tired, don't lean on your own power. Lean on God's power. In this verse, God is described as the active giver and the active increaser of strength. It doesn't wait for you to get yourself together. His strength is tailored specifically for those that are faint and for those that have no might. Right? So often in my mind, it's when I get to the bottom of everything that I come to God and I go, I need help. It's at the point where in my mind so often is I've got to get things together. I've got to put things in order. I've got to align things so that I can impress God enough that he gives me his strength. He giveth power not to those that have figured it out, and not to those that are trying to do better, and not to those that are sorting things. He gives power to the faint, to those that are just at their wit's end, to those that I can't go any further. And them that have no might, he increases strength. Psalm 18, verse 32. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. The word gird there means to wrap, means to bind with something, to clothe with something. And David recognizes his ability to face battles and to show himself brave. It isn't a natural talent. That's not what he needs. It's God wrapping him in a layer of his own divine strength. It's God that wrapped me with strength. It's God that gives me that ability to keep going when I'm just too tired. Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. And Paul prays that God would grant, that he would gift, that he would give that. The outward command to stand brave is only possible because the inner power of God works within us. Can you imagine being an unsaved person and not having that? As a believer, we have access to that. Day by day, I have access to God's power to help me with my walk, to help me with how I raise my kids, to help me in my relationship with my wife, to help me in my relationship with you. But as an unbeliever, I don't have access to that power. I only have access to whatever I can muster up. This command from Paul here, it reminds us as weary dads that we don't have to carry the burden of dadding alone. God is the one actively infusing us with his supernatural strength and his power. But we need to, as it says in the start of this, we need to stand in our faith. We need to be leaning on and relying on God. God looks at a tired father who's just finished an 8 to 10 hour workday, and guess what? He still commands, show yourself brave. He still commands, lead your family tonight. He still commands, don't retreat. As a dad, I think you might think, Lord, I've got absolutely nothing left in the tank. I can't do it. And God's response and his promise, I'm not asking you to generate strength and bravery from your empty tank. My strength is available to you. Dig your heels in and step forward and realize the foundation that you're standing on. Hey, dads, tonight, God gives you the strength to live each day in a manner that glorifies him. He gives you the strength to raise your kids and to love your wives as he does. But we've got to lean on him. We've got to come back to this command that Paul gives, and we've got to stand fast in the faith. We've got to keep coming back to God's word and keep anchoring to God's word. We've got to acquit ourselves like men, and we've got to be strong. Not because we can muscle it and do it, but because God gives us the strength to do it. Let's pray, and then I'll ask Joel to come up.
Heavenly Father, again, we come before you, and Father, we're grateful that you set the perfect example for us. Father, you set an example of a loving father that desires good things for his children, that desires to grow us and mature us, and desires for us to be more like Christ. Father, I pray that as fathers tonight, we would look at those attributes that we see in you, and we would realize the Father, you desire for us to live like that, to raise our kids like that, to treat our wives like that. Father, would you give us the boldness and the strength and the wisdom to apply those things to our lives? And Father, when we're worn out and we're tired and it's been a long week or a long month or a long year and we just can't see the end to what's happening, Father, give us the strength to just endure and to keep walking forward. Father, to continue to tread that path, to wear the track so that those behind us would be able to see the best route to go. Father, we love you. We're grateful that we can be here tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.